This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Australia, Japan, and Singapore announced strict travel controls today on foreigners who have been in China recently over fears of the coronavirus. The U.S. yesterday announced similar restrictions and declared a public health emergency. India has gotten more than 300 students back home from Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus outbreak in China, where hundreds of Indians attend universities. After landing in New Delhi today, the group was taken to two quarantine facilities set up by the Indian Army and will stay under observation for 2 weeks. In Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, there is pushback from the World Health Organization on curbing travel.
A WHO emergency committee declared the coronavirus a global public health threat on Thursday, triggering a series of recommendations aimed at limiting the spread of the deadly disease. WHO does not recommend any restrictions on travel and trade, despite the rapid acceleration of the disease inside China and its steady but relentless growth worldwide. More than 100 cases are reported in 22 other countries. In response, some airlines have stopped flying to mainland China. The United States, which has declared the coronavirus a public health emergency, says it will deny entry to foreigners who recently visited China. Australia says it will take similar actions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
As we reported, there are coronavirus travel rules being instituted at this hour in Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on one of those rules.
As of today, all travellers arriving out of mainland China, not just Hubei province, has been the case up until now, being asked and required to self-isolate for a period of 14 days from the time they leave mainland China.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There's also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app.